But now the Gemara says like this. You may still have a question. It says, Ezeyu Achazman, what's called Achazman? So, Dopazer, this question, show Reb Loza, Reb Tzodik, Lech Chomim, Beyusha. That Reb Loza, Reb Tzodik, Yest Chomim, Menusha. For Yomlem, he said back to him like this, here, top of Tezvov, that Shema, maybe, Reb Kiva, Atem Oimrim, maybe he asked me a question like according to Reb Kiva. That Reb Kiva, she three, that the Tumah Meis Lace, is also Matama Boyalo, give him a Tumah Shiva. So maybe all that Reb Kiva, he asked him, what's the shear of the Yachazman? So he said back to him, maybe you mean to say you hold like Rabbi Kiva. That what the kol meis leis, like Rashi says, ein lechem shear bedovre le meis leis, the shear is meis leis, that's when the Baal is tome shiva. So that says, shemek Rabbi Kiva atamayimrim, shemetam es boilot, Rabbi Kiva holds in the shear of meis leis, that if she lived with the husband, then the husband is called a boil need. He's tummy for 7 days. Midrabanim. Omru loy. So he said back to them, loy, loy shemanu, means no, I don't hold like him. Rashi said, I don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. And that's not the shear that I'm asking you. Is omrulim, if they, so they said back to him, kach pir shachom v'yavna. This is what the chom explained in Yavna. That loy shor sikadesh terad min amito, if she did not wait that long. Now, here the case was again, first they had tashmish together. And then after Tashmish, then she made a Bedika. So if she did not wait long enough, Loi Shorsa, she did not wait, Kadesha Tehra the Shear, that she goes off the bed, Minamita, for the Tiach has Puner and wipe herself on the bottom. So that's called Teich Zman, who's there. That's called the second Zman, Teich in the middle of the second Zman. And the Lachar is Utumei Misafik, the Taika Tatum Midiraisa. The Minasafik, they're both Tomei, even the Baal is Tomei. But of Turu Mikorbin, the potter from a korban chatis, but the chayovim biyoshim toli and echnaim. This rice stack holds that's a sofik in the riser. So if you have to bring a noshim toli, just the balls a sofik whether we live with an either or not. So you have to bring a korban noshim toli. What's going to be though? Shos so kodesh teret minamit. Let's say she waited a little bit longer. She did not make the bdika right away, but she waited first until it takes the time for it to go off the bed and wash herself on the bottom. But the kiyach has paneho. That's Achaz Zman Huzer. That's called Achaz Zman Huzer. That's like after the second Zman. So that has look like the third Zman already, which is V'chein, the same thing would apply, Kishashosu Meis Leis, that if she finds herself to be Tommy now, so the din is Meis Leis 24 hours before, or B'kidul B'kidah. That what's the look of that Zman? That the Boyalo Mitame Mishumaga. That the Baal just has a tumor as if he touched an Ida. There is midrabanan, when Misha becomes a leader now, we say she was tamei for 24 hours before midrabanan. So if a man touches a nida, she's like an av hatuma, he becomes a tuma for 1 day. So the loch of the boiler then has a loch of matame mishum mag, it's like he touched a nida. The ain't a matame mishum boil, but he does not have a loch of a boil nida. That's the chom shita. That this chumra of mace lace that goes back does not make a tuma like a nida, to give the din that the husband lives with her is a tummy boil nida. That's a chom shita. That no, it's only like the Baal touched the nida. Therefore, he's only tummy for just 1 day. We have Mekiva says no, af mitame mishum boil. Mekiva also knows that this din of meis lace that you tummy back 24 hours, the Rabbonim made her mamish like she was tummy with the Rabbonim, like she was a nida then. And therefore, if the husband lived with her during those 24 hours, the lachur is that he has lach of a boil nida. That he's also tummy for 7 days. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Benoi, Shav Yechonim Zaka Yainer, Bailo Nichnas Leichel, Umak Tikhterus. He holds no, he holds that the Baal is 100% Tor. He holds that the Baal, that she first found herself to be tummy now. So even though they lived there 2 hours ago, still the Baal is 100% Tor. We'll soon see what. The Gemara says he holds like Shammai, that there's no Chumra Meis Leis altogether. That she's only tummy mikan labo, not from before. So therefore, the Baal that touched only before, he's completely tor, and therefore he's allowed to go into into the Beis Hamikdash. So it's like this now. Bishleim of Rav Chizda, according to Rav Chizda, says before that there are three shiurim. There's a shiur of how long it takes you to get the aid underneath the blanket, and then there's a shiur of kadesha tatiya, she go off the bed. So, Hainu de Mitari Rabbonin. That's why the Rabbanim say Yitor over here. So Rashi says, Bishtam Lerav Chizda Diyomar, Teshaterit Acharacharu, that our Mishnah says this shear, how long it takes if she goes off the bed and then wipes herself. That's like the third shear, that there's no suffix deriser anymore. If so, Hani Dimitari Rabbanim, that's why the Rabbanim say, Taka, that he's Tor, that he has no Dintuma. It's good. Elul Ravashi, according to Ravashi, the Ravashi before said, no, they both have the same shear, this shear of going off the bed and finding the aid right by her. You saw my Matari Rabbonin. What did Rabbonin say that she's Torah? This should be a Zman of a Vade Sophic Mediraisa. That should be a Sophic Tumma. Maybe you want to answer me. The Ain Aid Biyoda. The Navy is talking about where she doesn't have the aid in the hand. And therefore, that's why Rabbonin said she's Torah. That's a longer shear. So the Mar says, no, if so, her Aid Biyoda, Vien Aid Biyoda Mi Boilei. And the Brisa should have said this chiluk. It should have said made a difference whether she has the shemata in her hand and she just has to make a bdika, whether she doesn't have the shemata in her hand. Since it doesn't say that, therefore it's a kasha in Ravashi. It's more mashmal like Rav Chisda. Then this shear that the Mishnah says they shetayrid when she goes off the bed. That's a longer shear, and that's the third shear. That's not even a sofik midiraisa anymore. Then we say like the dam only came after the tashmish. And the husband is still Torah. There's only a loch of meis leis, as tumma de rabbonin of meis leis. But as far as the deraisa goes, we're not machs the tumma back before. This year that the Mishnah says, k'tesha teirid, having a taste to go off the bed and then to wipe herself, that length of time, if she finds dam then, like we have no right to say the dam was there before b'shach tashmish. So therefore the baal mediraisa is Torah. It's the only question of the tumma, the regular tumma meis leis. Yeah. Now what we just have before, Rabbi Yehuda Benoi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Yomer, Baila Nichnas Leichel. Even though the husband lived with her 2 hours before this, before she finds dam, so he holds that the husband is tor, he's not going to the base of Midish. Or Makhtik Teres, he could even bring a Teres if he wants to. So now his question, why? For taping led the heavy Nogeya b'meis leis shebenida. Like the Chur, like Hillel, like the Chum in the Mishnah, we hold when Isha becomes Tamei, mid the Rabbanan, she's Tamei back before 24 hours. So the husband that touched her then should also have a loch of a Negeya Benida. So the husband should be Tamei. Samara says, Hu di Omar ki Shammai, Enechnami, Yehuda ben Asher Rechim was like, holds like Shammai Shita. The Omar that he holds, that Kol HaNoshim Dayin Shosin. That Shammai holds what? There's no aloch of meis leis. All noshim, they're only telling me kind of labor from now on and not from before. So therefore, before, the husband is Torah legamri. But Tevim most of the tapik lay, Devi Balkeri, I still, but the husband lived with his wife. Some has told me he had Zerah came out, he should be a Balkeri, he should still be Tommy for one day at least. That is it, say he can go into the Beis HaMikdash. So Mora says, the case is Bishloi Gama Biyosai. That he did not have the Gemar B means he did not let Zerah out. So therefore he's not Tommy Mishum Bakeri. It's the only question if she'd be a Nida, he's Tommy for touching her. So on that we say no, we're going according to Shammai Shita that she's not Tommy Lamafreya. So therefore she's only Tommy for when she sees Dam onwards, but before she was Torah, so when the husband touched her she was Torah. So therefore the husband is still Torah Lagamri. Therefore, according to him, according to Yochanan ben Zakkai, he could even go to the base of Midrash now. Then it says in the Mishnah, O Moidim Chachomun Rabbi Kiva, the Chomundo agreed to Rabbi Kiva, that Baroya Kesem, that when you see a Kesem, then the Chomundo agreed to Rabbi Kiva to say what? That Venetia sees a Kesem now, and before this, she lived with a husband, that the husband, the Chur, is called the Boil Nida. We have right to say that the husband, she was Tommy from before, and therefore, when the husband lived with her, she really was a nida ready. And therefore, he has locha like your boy. If you live with a nida, locha is you get the same locha like a nida. You tell me for 7 days. So Mor says, Omar Rav. Rav says lemafreya. That what the chum meant to say is that it's tam lemafreya. That the kestem is mitam all the way back from the last time she checked out the cloth, of the underwear. For Rabbi Meir, it goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. That Rabbi Meir is always machmir by ksamil. We had before in Perek Kamarash, he says. And the word in later, Perek Bosimin, Zef Akons Rabbi Meir, when she finds a kestem, we say that this dam, the kestem was on the cloth from before already. So therefore, when the husband lived with her, he was called the Bel Nida. So that's Rav says. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says Mikan Labo. That the Chum the greets Rabbi Meir only means Mikan Labo. That now that she finds a kesa, now that she finds some dam on her clothing, we say she's tummy from now on. And if the husband lives with her from now on, the next 7 days, like, she's called the Baal Nida. That's all. But not Lamafreya. Shmuel says Mikan Labo. And Rabbani goes according to Rabbani Chita that they're Mekol by Ksamim. That we did not say Ksamim goes back to Lamafreya. Kesem is only tummy from now on when you find it. So, I'm asked the question, if so, Mikan Labo Pshita. So, what are you telling me then, Avada? She has Lach of a Kesem. She's tummy now. So, the husband lives with her now. Avada is called the Baal Nida. So, what's the Chiddush then? Smur says, yes, still there's a Chiddush here. Because otherwise, the Tamar would have thought to say, Ho, Yulam Yeis, Lies, the Rabbonin. Since this Tumul Lamafreya may say, it's only with the Rabbonin. Uksomim is also only the Rabbonin. That you find the Kesem, Midirais, the Yitor. So you say you didn't feel the dam, Yitor. It's only with the Rabbonin that Ksomim is Tomei. Yes, I would have thought to say that Ma Meis Lies, just like the Tumul of Meis Lies, Loi Mitama is Boyolo. If the husband lived with his wife within the last 24 hours, even though she's Tamei Lamafreya, still he's not called like the Baal Nida, the Rabbanim were not Machmas so much. I would have thought to say, Af Ksamim, Huadin, when she finds a Kesem, a spot on her underwear, so even though she's Tamei from now on, but I would have thought to say, Lei Mitama is Berla, it's not such a strong tumor. If the husband lives with her, he's not Mitama. He doesn't become Tamei as the Baal Nida. Kamash Mulan, yes. That Lamaisa now on that she's Tamei, she's called like a Nida, and therefore if he lives with her, he has a Tumas Bel Nida. So versus the Ain Machanam, one has thought this maybe. One has said Taka, just like Mace Lace, since it's on a Tumim with Rabbanin, the Tum, he doesn't have a look of a Bel Nida, maybe Ksamim also, he's not called a Bel Nida. So versus says no. Hosam, I'll tell you, Ain Shah Shachet Lefanecha. Boy, the Mace Lace, before she finds them now, there's no real reason, there's no like a shor shachm, there's no shchita there, means there's no real suffer to say there was them there before. It's only a chumri for Tyrus that we say she's Tamil Mafreya, but it's not any real chashach to say the them was there before. But also over here, what she finds a kesem right now, yesh shor shachm fanecha, there's like a vadi sotik right now. Right now we find a kesem. So that's more of a chumri to say she's Tamil with the Rabbanin, and once she's Tamil, that Rabbanah made a meaning of the Raisa. That if the husband lives with her, he'll be called a Baal Nida. And the Chay Nomer Rosh Lakish Lamafreya. And that our Mishnah says that the Chom agreed to Rabbi Kiva by Roya Kesim, meaning they say that the Mafreya all the way back until the last time she checked her underwear, she's called Tamim with Rabbanim. If the husband lived with her within the last day, he'll be called a Baal Nida. For Rabbi Meir, he goes across to Rabbi Meir that he's Machmir by Ksamim. Rav Yechon Naman no Mikan Labo goes according to Mikan Labo Rabbani goes according to Rabbanin Shita. So the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel was also Machlokes Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish. But according to that, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that once she sees the Kesem, she's Tamei now, and the husband lives with her, it'll be called the Lach of a Baal Nida, even though it's only with the Rabbanin. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says Kol Hanoshim Becheskes Tayru LeBaleim every Isha. As long as the husband doesn't know she's Tamei, she's becheskes to be tor. Rashi says it means to say, b'lei b'dika, she doesn't have to check herself. Shloi huskra b'dika li asuka b'tairis. Only by asuka b'tairis that we say she has to keep on checking herself. But levaila minastam, she's becheskes to be tor. She didn't feel the dam coming out, she's becheskes to be tor. She doesn't have to check herself first. What's going to be habom in aderech? Let's say a husband comes home from traveling. He was away for a few days and he comes home now. So also Nishem Leon Becheskas Tyra. That the Nishem, the wives are still Becheskas Tyra. Again, she would not have to make a bdika. He's allowed to say that Ms. Thomas, she's still tall, they can live together. Samora says, Lomoli Lemisni, what does the Mishnah have to say the second case? Haboyimid Aderech, if the husband comes home from the road, what's the Chiddush over here? Samora says, yes. Because otherwise, Salkot had the Chimin, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili, when does the Rashi say that Stam Manisha's Becheskas Tyron, Heichad the Yisra B'mosa, when the husband is in town, he's at home. The Rami Anavshe, therefore she knows the husband at home, he may come and live with her, so she's always checking herself throughout the day to make sure she's tor. Is the Rami Anavshe thrown upon her mind to think about it, or both can she checks herself, she's more careful about it. She's more conscious about it to see whether she really saw the dam or not. So therefore, if she didn't see, we say she's becheskes to be tor. When the husband's not in town, he's out of town, she doesn't think about tashmish, she doesn't think about like keeping yourself tor. She doesn't think about making the bedika. So maybe then we have to be afraid that maybe really she saw a dam and she didn't realize it. She didn't check herself. Is kamash or no? But that's lamaisa still becheskes tyra. As long as you don't know for sure your wife is tomei, we say she's still tor. Now, Amar Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says, Psham the Mishnah is, Amar Resh Lakish Mishum Rav Yehuda Nisiya, Vu Shebo Umotza B'Tech Yimei Nosa. Means he went away a few days ago, and he came back, she's still within the 30 days of the last period. In other words, 30 days did not pass by yet. Rashi says, Lamed Yem L'Riya, Avliyach Lamed, but after 30 days went by already, then Boy B'dika, then she has to check herself. But that's also called like a veset, that most ladies see after 30 days. So that the Mishnah says, if you come back to his becheskes tyra, that's only if he came back within 30 days of the last period. But if you come back after the 30 days, then adarabah, then she would be tamei unless she made a bedika. Amar Rav Huna. Huna says like this. Only Nisha doesn't have a vessus. Then the Mishnah says she's becheskes to be tor. If she has a special time, when the period comes, then also l'shamis, then she's not becheskes to be tor. And then the husband is also. The Rashi says, l'shono means b'chimotza. When the husband comes back and finds in the middle of the 30 days, that he doesn't need, she doesn't have to check herself, doesn't need a bedika, that only if it didn't come, she doesn't have a vess. But if she has a vess, then she needs it. So where it says kalpilai, it should be just the opposite. Adarabha, just the opposite. Ipcham istavrit, it should be just the opposite, the svara. These are all ways of turning it backwards. Kalpilai means turning it upside down. Just the opposite. Then it should be like this, rather. Ein lo veses, if the lady doesn't have a veses, then ein mechazi, then you have to be afraid maybe she did see. So then she should not have a cheskes tyra. But yesh lo veses, the lady has a veses when she sees, sem lechura ves kavilo. She has a time when she sees. If that time didn't come yet, she should be becheskes tyra. So what Rav Huna is saying. Elding Morse is like this, right? Eliyitm, if you learn Rav Huna, hochi, this is what he meant to say. Omer Rav Huna sounds like this. Loishon, when does the Mishnah say she's tor? Elish lohigia shas vestum. Where at the time of a vest did not pass by it. Avalagia shas vestum came the time of a period. Then takasura. Then lemais, after that, she's also to the husband. Unless she makes a bedika then. She has to make a bedika, the yom of the vest. Rashi says, Avgiyaz man vesta, koidim, before the husband came home, is asura. Why? The yorach is manabo. You have to be afraid maybe that day she saw dam. Unless she made a bedika that day. So where it says like this. So because Rav Huna holds, vesta is the yoraisa. It's a swarm of the yoraisa that this yorach is manabo. Rashi says it means Allah l'maisha misinai, the mechazkinu lo betum asofik, that we have a good sign to say she saw dam, so it's a sofik midiraisa, maybe she saw dam. And therefore, if she didn't make a bedika that day, she'll be tamei. That's because your vestus is the raisa. Now, Rabba Barachon Omano, afilu agiya shas vest, even when he was away, it came the time when she's supposed to have a period, nami mutera, still she's mutter. Why? Savriel's vestus only with the Rabbanan. Rashi says that Sricha Chom lived with the Chom said it's supposed to be Boydik that day the period's supposed to come. Beyond Vesta, Shema Tira, maybe she'll see. Omiyo Heichad Lehevi Beardless, her husband was not home, and he doesn't know whether she made the Bdika or not. So then Lemisakin Lematuma, we don't say she's Tamei, but that's only the Rabbanan de Kesvara, it's like only a Suffolk whether she saw or not. So true, she's supposed to make a Bdika. And if for sure she did not make the bdika, maybe she'll be tummy with the rabbanin. But a korban of the husband has to suffer whether she made the bdika or not, since it's only a suffer and it's in the rabbanin they could in, therefore he has a right to be makel and same as tummy she made the bdika, then she'll be muta. But if you learn, vestus is diraisa, that's like midiraisa, there's a good suffer to say she did see dam, so then you have to be machmi midiraisa, and only be muta if you know for sure she made a bdika. So if you come home and you don't know she made a bdika, she's asura to you. Unless she tells you she made a bedika then. Yeah. And this swarva is the best the rice of the Shiloh. If an Isha sees a period like three times in a row the same day, do we say that's something to have a chazakah about it? That since it happened three times, you have a right to say it's going to happen again at the same time. Or maybe no, since this is a something told nishinu haguf in the body, always changes. There's such a thing, you can't really have a chazak on this, on nishinu haguf. And therefore, it's only the rabbanon that can throw it to be machmir, but not midi raisa. Yeah. The other one says, Ravashi masnochi. Ravashi look, Rafun is doing like this. Ravashi masnochi. As Omer Rafun has said, Loishonu, when does the Mishnah say that Isha's becheskas to be tor? Loishonu, Elishain levesis, liyomin. She doesn't have like a period of vest kavua for the days. Elo yesh levesis liyomulukvitsis. She only has a vest left every third week. If she jumps that day, then she sees down. If so, kivon de b'maisa talya milsa. Since if she didn't jump, we don't say she saw dam. It's only if she does the mice of jumping. So now that the husband's out of town, he doesn't know whether she jumped or not. So he has a right to say, hey, maloy kofas, he has a right to say that most probably she did not jump when he was away. And therefore, v'loy chazoy, most probably she did not see dam. And therefore, the Mishnah says, she's becheskas to be tor. Ah, but what's going to be though? Yesh levesas liyomim. Let's say this lady has a vest to see every 21 days or every 25 days, and the husband was away for 25 days, then Asur l'shamish, then when the husband comes home, he's not going to live with his wife. Why? Because we have to be afraid, maybe she did see dam, or at least she's mechuyev to make a bedika. So you have a suffix whether she made the bedika or not, she's also to you. Again, ksava, why? Because Kontes again, Rafuna holds, that vest is the eraisa. That's a swarm of the eraisa, you have to be chishish, that the day of the oinu of that vest, she saw dam. And the only way she'd be torn, she makes a bedika. So if you have a suffix, whether she made a bedika or not, like a suffix, you said, right, so you have to be machmish, she'll be asura to you, until she says clearly she made the bedika. Rabba bar bachon omar, afilu yesh levestis liyamin, no, even if she has a vestis, that she usually sees every 25th day, and the husband was away for 25 days, and he comes back, muteris, still he holds, that the husband's allowed to live with his wife. Why? Because he holds again, Vestas to Rabbanon, it's only a suffix with the Rabbanon, whether she would see. So with the Rabbanon, you have to make a bedika. So now when the husband comes home, he has a suffix whether she made the bedika or not, so it's a suffix and this of the Rabbanon, therefore it could be makol, he's allowed to live with her. Yeah. So that's the machlokes of the old Vestas to Raisa, Vestas to Rabbanon. Omer Rav Shmuel, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Isha, she yesh lo Vestas, Anisha that has a vesas, he has a period of chvudik as man. So, bailo mechashav yimei vesto, or bo'aleo, means that if the husband knows that she's supposed to see the 25th day of the chodesh, and the husband's away, so he has a right to make a cheshbon that mustama she saw then, and midiraisi she's talking for the next 7 days. So if he comes home after 7 days later, he has a right to say mustama she went to the mikveh, and she's muta. As even though yeshivadi saw them, mustama she went to the mikveh already. Oh, Malay Rav Shmuel Bar Yeba, the Rav Abba. Oh, Rav Yechanan, Afilu Yalda. That Rav Yechanan said this Chiddush even when she's a young girl, like a young girl, Tebziza Lemitvah. She's a mole embarrassed to go to the mikvah, until the husband's Mephiasa talks her into it. If so, how do you have a right to say that she went to the mikvah? Maybe she didn't go. By a young girl, like you also say this Chazok, that she was sure went to the mikvah, normally she doesn't go unless you force her to, like. Omulay, he answered back like this. Otu vadai rosa miyomar. Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan say like for sure she saw dam? No, he doesn't know for sure she saw dam. She has a vest kavua, that's all. So it's only a suffix if she'll see dam or not. If so, aimud yom Rabbi Yochanan, suffix rosa. Suffix le rosa. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says when she has a vest kavua. We have to be afraid she saw dam that day. It's only a suffix whether she saw or not. We don't know for sure. So it's a machlokes we showing them whether Rabbi Yochanan is going now only vestas to Rabbanan, and since it's only with the Rabbanan, it's only a suffix whether she saw, we do not know vaday. The other sheet was no, even if he holds vestas is the Eraisa. The Rashi before said, even if vestas is the Eraisa, it's not the pshat as we say for sure she saw, it's only a suffix the Ketuma. So Kitta's only a suffix if she saw the Dominat. And now you have a suffix, maybe she went to the mikvah. So therefore, it's called a suffix for suffix. A suffix is made to midevadai. The other Gemara says, it's like this, Rav Yochanan, a suffix rosa, it's only a suffix whether she saw dam or not. And therefore, v'yim timstein, if you want to tell me rosa that she really saw dam, you have a right to say the name of Tovlo. that maybe Taika, she went to the mikvah. So even though she's a yalda, young girl, and there's a sfar, she's embarrassed to go, but it's only a sofik. Someone else sofik will make it. Alba the Gemara, so what's going to be though, vade rosa? But let's say in a case where she's vade and the dishi vade sodam, then miyem with the tavla. And then Rabbi Yochanan would agree, who says she went to the mikvah? She'll be also to you unless she tells you, or you know for sure, she went to the mikvah. Because then, hevele sofik uvadai. She was vade tomei. It's a sofik whether she went to the mikvah or not. And then the klal always is, v'yein sofik meitzi midivadai. A sofik cannot take away from a vadai. Since she was becheskes vade to be tomei, you know for sure she was a nida. If you have a sofik doubt whether she went to the mikvah or not, she's asura to you. But that'll be the klal v'yein sofik meitzi midivadai. Rabbi Yochanan only said this when the husband does not know for sure she was tummy. She only had a vest that day. So it's only a suffix tumma. Therefore, when a suffix, he has a right to be told the 8 days later, the Masami, she went to the mikvah. The other most of the question is true, what you're saying. But we ain't so much of a devade, v'loi. Like, you don't say that. Is it really true what you're saying? For your tanya, we learn like this. What's going to be chover? Chover usually means a chosh of a Jew. Shemes, he died today. V'niach Meguru Malay Peres left his warehouse full of pears, full of fruits. And in Eretz Yisrael, the question is, did he take off Trumas Amaisus? So look at that, Afilu Hein B'nei Yoyman. Even if Lamaisa it's B'nei Yoyman, even if Lamaisa it's, he first picked off the fruits today. So, like, he couldn't take off Maisa yesterday, and he died today. So the question is, did he take off this morning before he died or not? So yes, we say Hareyim Becheskes Musukonim. We have right to say yes, it's Becheskes to say for sure he took off Trumas Amaisus. And whoever goes to eat from it now, they're not over the Aveir of Truma, or Tevel. So the question is why? For Yehoch Vade Tevel. The Kohen now and this person in the morning picked off this Tfuah, the wheat. So is Vade Mechuyiv and Tevel Mediraisa. If you eat it now, you're over it as a Tevel. Throughout the day, Sofik Musa, Sofik Eina Musa. We have a Sofik who took off Maisa or not. We don't know if he took off the Trumas of Maisa. It's a Sofik. He didn't tell us he did. He died at the end of the day. So you want to say it's a chazaka, of course only a Sofik. Still, the Lachat says here is a costly Sofik of Maisa Medivade. Since you have a Sofik where they took off Trumas of Maisa, we say like Hivade did it. And therefore, even though it was Vade Tevel before him, we say you will not eat it. So here we see a Sofik could be Maisa Medivade. A Sofik that's very Shriach. Gemara says no, two terutzim. First, the Gemara says it could be Hosam Vadi Yavadihu. I'll tell you, no, the case of a Chover here, it's called like Yavadi took off Trumas of Isis. And like Rabbi Chanina Chuzoi. The Yom Rabbi Chanina Chuzoi, there's a special Chazoka that Al Chover Shayna Moitzi Matachas Yavadi Deva Shayna Masukan. There's a Chazoka that a Chover does not let anything go through his house or through his hands, that's not Masukan. So it's like a vada, he would fix it up right away. So if you have a doubt whether he took off Trumas Amaisus, it's not really a doubt. It's considered like, come out like a vada, he took off the Trumas Amaisus. That's why it's Masukin. For you boys, if you want to finish like this, you boys say, Sofik or Sofik. No, it's not even vada tevil to start off with. It's only be a Sofik tevil. Who could Rabbi Shia? The Yom Rabbi Shia says like this, that Marim, Modem Altfu, Asai, a person has a right to be Marim. A person has a right to play a game like on his tefuah in order to pat himself from taking off Trumas Amaisus. How could he do that? He'll bring the tefuah, the wheat, into his house when it still has a shift on it. It's not a gemar melocha. So loch is yoni mechuyu midiraisit on tevel if you bring the tefuah into your house when it's already gemar melocha, when it's finished, when it's all peeled off already. But if you bring the wheat in with its shift, so midiraisi a part of a truma maisa. So a person can make a trick and bring the tfur into his house, kadeshatei behemte echelos, that his behemoth should be able to eat from it. Of truma maisa and his part of mina maisa. Because the law was like this, Rashi explains, that midiraisa, he's even allowed to eat it. Because if he brings the peris in before it's a gemar malocha, it's not mechuyiv in maisa. The chiyiv is, if it's a gemar malach, you finish the peri, you finish the final product, and then you bring it into the house, that's what's mechuyiv midiraisa. However, midirabbanan though, it's also teach from it, achilas kfa. You can't eat a full meal, you can't eat from it. But you give it to your behemah, that's muta. The rabbanan will not gozer on a kfa of a behemah. So therefore, some people can make a trick and they'll bring this tfu in with the chaff into the house, almanat, let their animals eat from it, and they won't have to take off trumas and maisers. So therefore, it's only a suffix whether it was mechuyev and tevel altogether or not. So therefore, we have a chazaka that a chaver takes off maiser. Therefore, the suffix chaver takes away the suffix tevel, the suffix whether it's mechuyev and tevel altogether or not. I, Rashi explains, I love maiser, but zavadi yisid rabbanu though, but midrabbanu though it's vadi tevel, because midrabbanu nachilus kfaz also. Not Rosh Hashanah Chalami. On a Nisa the Rabbanan, then for sure will be Samech on the Suffolk. On a good Suffolk, could be Moitzi Midei Vadai. A Suffolk can be Moitzi Midei Vadai Yisa the Yeraisa. But if the Vadai is only a Nisa the Rabbanan, then we say a Suffolk could be Moitzi Midei Vadai. So more still is though, Fiyakati still is the Klalem, what you're saying, it's over Moitzi Midei Vadai. I vote Tanya, we learn like this. Maisa, what's happened, Bishop Choso, Shemasek Yechod. What's happened with the shivcha, the maid of somebody living in Shalmasik Yechab Rimain, the person living in the city of Rimain, and like this, she had tilu nefel abor, that the shivcha threw her miscarriage like into the bor. Or bor kurin, the kurin came, feitzitz bor, he like looked over the bor to see if he could see what type of a miscarriage it was. Lady, what no him zocher, was it a zocher that she's tomei for 7 days and then 33 days of Tyra? In the cave, or she's tummy for 14 days, and then 66 days of Tyra. So that was the case, and he didn't find anything, so the shailer is, was the nafel still there that he's tummy? Because like this, a dead nafel has tumas mace, and he put himself on top of the boar, so it's a tumas oil, so the shailer was, is this claim tummy or not? So a boar mice of the case came in front of the chachamim, v'tiru, and they said, yes, he's tor. He's a boar mice of the chachamim, v'tiru, they said, the claim is tor. Why? Because there are weasels there in the boar that may come and eat up the nafel. So there's the miscarriage. So therefore, when this kohen went to look over, it's not vadai that it was there altogether. So therefore, we have right to say, Mr. Tomer, it's not there. And therefore, we can say a taka that he's tor. That's what we'll say over here.